preview.
All right, 74, episode 74, still live and kicking. David Winker, Tommy Stitt, Mainline Marlins podcast. Available anywhere you want to listen or watch it, YouTube, Facebook.
I went on Spotify the other day. Yeah. I listen to Spotify. I use Spotify for all my podcasts.
Right.
And yeah, we were there all.
Yeah.
All dialed the episodes, in. All ready to go. Very professional
pretty
looking.
Pretty cool. Yeah. With graphics for every episode. Speaking of that, today is Weenie Wednesday.
Of course.
I look forward to this every Wednesday. However, this Wednesday, we're looking pretty low on dogs because scavengers basically heisted us.
We're here at the home of community news, community newspapers, the hub of local news, and you hit that door.
Yeah.
And it is like a band of hyenas.
Yeah,
grabbing basically. Our betters' dogs.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all like right up at the window like this.
Oh, no. They're snatching. It's like pickpockets. It's like being on the subway in Barcelona.
Right. I sniffed one hot dog and actually ate a burnt fry. That's all I had.
Well, I got to tell
you. It wasn't even burnt.
And then, yeah, of course. And it's so interesting. I was just at Arbetters. It's so funny.
Can we put the Arbetters logo up there?
Arbetters.
Oh, cool.
Packed. I mean, I love walking in there. It just reminds me, I don't know why it reminds me of being a kid. It's just like, it's full of cops, firefighters, construction workers,
plumbers,
dudes on dates, high school kids. It is a trip. I mean, it's and everything's just moving through and I'm in line and like this beautiful girl walks in, like orders two like chili cheese dogs to go.
Nice.
Classic.
Nice. So I've never seen David Arbetter dressed up. Other than when he was robbing the Weenie Mobile. But yeah, he was actually dressed up in a collared shirt, you know, like an Oxford patterned shirt. And yesterday,
you were impressed.
I was at the event. I'd never seen him in that attire before. Yeah, it looked like it was new, though. Like he just bought it for that. But yeah,
to see Congressman Jimenez.
Actually, no, to see Stephen Bauer, the star of Scarface, the co-star of Scarface. Yeah, there were more people in line to take a picture with
him. Oh, boy.
Too bad. Anyway, Weenie Wednesday. Now, I put together this video, Light Farm Studios. I heisted some of their work, but I'm going to give them credit where credit's due. This is Weenie Wednesday. We pick one weenie from last night's game and one top dog.
Oof.
And I've done it, and it was an easy pick for me. So, Denise, go ahead and roll the video. It's
roll
about 30
it.
Seconds.
Hit it.
Thank God it's going to mute our mics while we do this. That's it. We made it.
Well done.
Weenie Wednesday. All right.
We're going to open every Wednesday with that now, right?
Well, we're going to do a little intro and then we're going to pop.
We're going to put little Grant and Michael and Dave Arbetter's faces on those weenies.
We should. That can be done. That can be done. I might add David Singer to the list.
Oh, a David Singer weenie. A little tiny weenie.
The smallest. Well, that'd be Grant. So here is, she popped it up, but we're going to do it again. Sorry, Don, I know this is your favorite player, but my weenie of the game last night was Adam Duvall. 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts, left 2 on base. The guy, yeah, he just came back. Man, you'd expect him to be a little bit more ready to make a contribution. And look, you can see that. I don't think that's an actual Arbetter hot dog that he's sucking on, but it is something not so good.
Not anyway, a good dog.
No, not a good look.
That's not
Duvall.
Not an Arbetter dog.
No, absolutely not. And I love the fact that the Arbetter's logo is in the top corner.
I love when you.
I know, Donna, you love this guy.
You know,
anyway.
D-Nice, producer D-Nice. I always say my two favorite things are when Tommy walks in with a big sheet of papers. It's always fun. Like, you just know he's fired up for the show. And then the other thing I love is when he admires his work. I love when he takes a moment and just says, damn, I did a good job with that logo.
Anyway. All right. So the top dog of the game
was the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well yeah, exactly. Actually, a guy that's just come back to us and has been pretty much from the jump after the extended injury, Starling Marte. Went 2 for 3, knocked in a run. I think I've got the graphic. We can pop it up there, Denise. The actual top dog. And look, the top dog logo, 2 for 4, 1 RBI, 1 stolen base. The only run that we scored, he knocked in. The struggles continue for the Marlins when Sandy Alcantara is on the
mat. No production. Did you see that towering home run?
Yeah.
That they hit off of Pop, right?
Are you well? No, Sandy gave up a 3-run blast.
No, but then there was a
another one that made the 5th run late in the game.
Yeah, what was that? Who was that? Which pitcher was that? I can't remember the.
I was Pop.
It was Pop.
Yeah, it was Curtis,
and he pitched well after Sandy, that.
Curtis Pop.
Yeah. And it was, what is his name? Not Vlad.
No, but Vlad had a 3-run blast that was bomb.
And then I can't remember who hit the other one, but oh my God, they were hitting it. It was funny seeing that little stadium, you know, like the minor league stadium. Cool, as I'm saying, I loved it. It was cool. Yeah. And it's funny how they have all the Canadian ads running, like the, at least the broadcast I was watching, I don't know what you saw on my Sun broadcast. Sports. It had, all the Tim Hortons ads, TD Bank everywhere. I don't know if it's superimposed on the broadcast behind the
right. Plate.
Did you see that or not?
I did not.
Yeah. So see, that's now it's funny. Now it's like the same thing in hockey. You'll be watching, you know, on my TV now, I can choose my broadcast. So I'll be watching Tampa Bay during regular season. I'll be watching, let's say, Florida Panthers will be playing the Predators in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I won't know which broadcast to pick. And I'll pick the, you know, I'll be like away feed. I'll be home feed, but they won't be at home. They'll be there. And it takes a minute to realize where they are because all the ads that I mm-hmm. see on my TV are South Florida ads. And it takes a minute to realize when you see other markings on the ice. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing last night watching. I'm sure my ads look completely different. They superimpose whatever ads they want in there.
Yeah.
But
tough game. Today is not going to be any easier. Alec Manoah.
Let me back up. I watched not all the game. I probably watched the last 3 or 4 innings, and it honestly, I was a little depressed. Yeah. Like we just seemed a little punchless. Then
Sandy pitched well, like pretty well. But for that one big blast by Guerrero, you know, he was on point, but look, you can't win any game like that when you're scoring one run, especially against a team with the run production. They're only just right behind the Boston Red Sox in run production, and they got a bunch of big hitters on that team. So today is going to be a tough one. Fortunately, it's a 2-game series against Toronto, not a 3-game. We go to Pittsburgh tomorrow for 4, then back to Boston to make up that game we missed.
It'd be interesting to hear the pregame pep talk of just like, treat this like a playoff game because we're playing the Pirates. Which we should sweep, honestly.
Right.
And let's give Toronto all we have and see where we're at.
Yeah. I think that's it, man. But I'm really excited to see this kid pitch. I mean, this will be his second time out as a major leaguer. He dominated the Yankee lineup on the 27th, and I think he's going to be good again tonight. If you watch the video, if you just Google Alec Manoah MLB debut. His family, all his family from South Florida is there in the stands. He's probably got an entourage of like 25, 30 people there watching the game and cheering him on. And it was pretty awesome. So, yeah, that guy was the number 5 prospect in their farm system. And now I think he's going to solidify starting position as a pitcher there for the Jays. Tough for us, though. But we got Pablo going. So.
Yep. Yeah. No, I'll tell
you one thing. I haven't even looked at the over under. I'll tell you right now, under. Because we're not going to score any runs. Not against that guy. And then, Pablo's not going to give up too many.
Yep.
So I think that's it. It seems like the guys hit a little better with Pablo, but this guy is practically unhittable. On a good note, Trevor Rogers, back-to-back National League Rookie of the Month.
Yep.
Well-deserved, based on his record and what he – 38 strikeouts in that – span that period of time, and the guy's awesome. I think he's, potentially rookie of the year material, and that's one of the shining spots that we got really going on. Other than that, rough. Pretty tough.
We gotta show out tonight. I don't tough team, but we gotta get something going. And this is one of those nights. I gotta tell you something. It gets frustrated. Like, are we just gonna sit there and swing for the fences every time, or put some small ball? get some people on, you know, let's like jump on those first couple pitches. I don't know. I don't know what you do. It's tough. We just look lackadaisical. We just,
Plagued by injuries and at key positions, you know, like we were saying yesterday, we got to bring some of these guys up and give them a look. I understand the reason they're keeping them down there for salary reasons and rookie money. But at some point in time, before it gets too bad, you got to make some moves to do something. Yeah. And the trade deadline's coming up, and I can promise you that Kim Ng and Derek Jeter are looking at potential moves, whether it's a outfielder like Sierra and a pitching prospect packaged together for somebody, you know, a really good infielder or, you know, somebody that can come in and hit the ball.
Yep.
So, but yeah, right now it's tough being a Marlins fan. Four in a row.
Four in a row.
George Gonzalez says bad news Marlins.
Yeah. George, what's up, man?
Yeah.
We do have to do that. That's funny. And he liked the video. Good job.
And Michael Miller says hello there.
Right. Shout out to Light Farm Studios who did that thing. And then I just basically put our logo there at the end, but it's in the classic Weenie Wednesday.
Hey, any of the Olympic qualifying news? I saw Cuba lost.
I did not look at it today. Let me do it really quickly. Talk about it for a minute, because you're on that thread with me and Jose Malia, who is going to be here tomorrow at 12:30. We're going to do the show at 12:30.
Great.
He's going to bring some swag. He's going to bring some beer.
Beers.
Because I'm going to need that by 12:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that might be like an hour too late. But we're going to do some giveaways. So tune in tomorrow and we'll have maybe some tea. He said he's going to bring some swag and some beers. So
awesome.
Hopefully that. Yeah. But really, look, how amazing is it to take a tiny little hometown brewery and now you're in Marlins Park.
Yeah.
You're doing stuff with the Heat, you know, and
he's really
it's catching fire.
He's great.
And they make really, really good beer. So I'm super excited for that tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to get this USA baseball.
We'll do it. We'll give an update tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Keep everyone up to speed.
Yeah. So, and you can only watch those games on ESPN Plus. So I think that's $4.99 or $5.99 a month, or you can pay $60 for the whole year to get it. I'm not sure that I'm going to get it for five or six games.
Yeah.
I'm more watching their Twitter account to find out what's going on with them. Basically. So big shout out to Dave Arbetter.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Arbetter. Thanks, everyone at Arbetter.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are great. Ernie and the boys. And they're always.
Ernie wasn't there today.
There is a system to, you know, that they have over there that's pretty crazy. Like, just the way they do it is.
No, it's cool.
Is awesome.
It's cool seeing them make the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. So episode 74. Look, we got to flip the M. It's been a minute. It's 2 days that we missed baseball. Now we come back and get slaughtered. And now then we got to face this freaking Goliath type pitcher in Alek Manoah, hometown boy from Homestead. Grant said, actually, they were from Westchester. So that's where Arbetter's is. And he coached him on some.
Of course he did.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did.
The kid looked like a child. I mean, like he was with children, but he looked like the biggest of the children. Yeah. Anyway.
That's funny.
All right, Denise, you're the best. Donna, sorry about your boy, Adam Duvall. Oh, well.
D-Nice, thank you.
Better tomorrow. Episode 74, Flip the M, Go Fish.